Over here at the Kate Daly Show, we start out each day just dripping in heaps of white privilege. Or as we like to call it, going to work. The show starts now.
I know it's a little bit confusing. It's really important. We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
And my preferred pronouns are he, him, and his. So thank you for sharing yours with me.
Look, there are a lot of dumb people in this country. The problem is when they become governor. Spencer Cox is really proud of this program. Spencer Cox thinks we've had a lot of racism in this country. That's true, by the way. How do we fix it? More racism.
Donald Trump does not represent Republican ideals to me. He's our Mussolini.
Stewart's concerns with Trump run deep. The freshman congressman did, however, have nice things to say about Democrat Bernie Sanders.
But I give him credit for his courage and his honesty.
Traitor! Traitor!
We want to know your connection to Burisma and Joe Biden, Mitt Romney. Your constituents want to know why you are not going to certified electoral college.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Wednesday. You are halfway through your week, beyond that, actually, and closer to your weekend. I know you're looking forward to that. I play you a clip on the national show of my actual Republican politicians in my state. And I'm playing this for a reason. You heard my own governor talk about the pronouns he likes to use in addressing himself as him, his, and he. You heard him say that the vaccine, they only cared about speed over accuracy. Yeah, speed over the accuracy of your health or anything. And then you heard Mitt Romney talk about his love for Roe versus Wade and how his mother loved it too. And it's a family legacy to murder babies. You heard people on a plane calling Mitt traitor, which was right on. And I could have played a lot of tape on Romney. It makes me quite ill, actually. All the things that he has said and done, and just persecuted Trump. I mean, just persecuted him. And then you heard my own congressman call Trump Mussolini. And I wanted to play this on this hour was to just demonstrate what we're all up against in every single state. And that is, we have a lot of Republican traitors, wolves in sheep's clothing, telling you what you want to hear, yet never standing up for you when it matters. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the fomented war on race, the manufactured war on race, or what happens in the George Floyd trial, or what happens to policing, and we're going to be talking about that with Susan. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about COVID. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. They will not stand for you, but they will stab you in the back every single time. And they'll show you what a liberal they are, but then we still don't believe it. And I know that you probably feel this way in your state too, and you're having the same problem, because I know across the board, I want to play you the reel I have of the Republican politicians that are standing up. Here goes. Yeah, that was it. Did you all hear that? Nobody stood up. not a one. They're not standing up for you. I don't have a reel. I couldn't. Believe me, if I did, I'd play it.